All right, we're going to roll into our next availability for today. We're now joined by Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 RCR Chevy, and Kyle Busch, driver of the number 8 RCR Chevy. Once again, we'll get right into questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get right to you. We'll start with Jacob over here, then go to Peter.
Jacob Zielman, Raceface Digital. This is for Austin. As somebody who grew up not even a half hour south, and I know came to this racetrack a good bit growing up, what are the emotions for you coming here with a Cup car and seeing the amount of buzz that the Clash being at Bowman Gray has created?
Yeah, it's really special. I mean, I remember leaving truck races on Friday night, flying home, and excited about coming to Bowman Gray on a Saturday night, sit in the beer garden and watch the wrecks and the race that happens around the wrecks. but, you know, I always enjoy coming up here. It's 15, 20-minute drive from my house now. Came early to watch practice and the modifieds and then watch some of the modified racing. Yeah, it's exciting. It's really cool to see my grandfather, how happy and like excited he is. You know, it's kind of the start of RCRs right here. You know, selling peanuts in the grandstands to buying his $10 taxi cab and running races. He was talking about wrecking over in turn 1 and 2 and had calcium in his left rear tire to try and make the car turn. And he remember when he hit that it sprayed powder all through the air and stuff, and everybody wrecked behind him. And just hearing some of his stories, it was cool sitting up there with the Myers family and listening to them, you know, chat about Bowman Gray.
Is this one of those races you feel like no matter what the end result is Sunday night, that the sport that people will remember just because of what this place means to NASCAR?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's just special. It brings you back in time and, you know, very special to those that have raced here and been around here and the history behind it and the entertainment value that this place has brought to so many for so many years.
All right, go Peter.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Both of you guys were second all 3 years at the LA Clash. What was it about that flat track that suited your driving styles, and can any of that translate to here?
Yeah, I've had some pretty good runs the last few years in the Clash race, and you know, was so close to picking up one of those golds out there in LA. That would have been pretty cool, but a couple silvers and a bronze, so not too bad. But you know, obviously the short track, the quarter mile, the flat track atmosphere of that being a bit different than what it is here. You know, there it seemed, I wouldn't say it was much wider, but it seemed like you had a little bit of runoff, but we kind of used the runoff as the racetrack. So it was tight regardless, but I anticipate much of the same here, you know, just tight quarters and not a lot of room. Didn't seem like the outside was very advantageous for many in the modified race. So I predict that we'll see a lot of fighting for the bottom and guys nerfing guys to make sure that they're the ones on the bottom and nobody can fall down and get in line. No, we already met in the NASCAR trailer, and they already gave us the list of who's supposed to fight with who. So, yeah, that's already done. I can't disclose names, so just wait and see.
They told us that they just asked to do it on the front stretch.
Yeah, in the grass. Yeah, right. All right. Chili Bowl rules. Got it.
Yeah, no, I think the Clash was a lot of fun out there in L.A. We got a second and a third when we were out there, and then last year we kind of disappeared. We had a brake issue, and hopefully this year we can show that kind of speed that we had at L.A. And, yeah, I'm excited. We worked pretty hard at the simulator trying to get a baseline for this place, and we'll see if what we did is correct.
Go to John.
I have two for Austin. So first off, you know, a couple years ago you said you wanted to see the Clash at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Is that still the top of the list for you?
Well, this place is pretty awesome. I regret saying that now because, you know, it's 10 minutes from my house or 15 minutes from my house, so this is pretty awesome. But, yeah, you know, I think the arena-style racing is interesting and can bring another fan base to the sport and get more people, you know, involved easier with, you know, obviously the stadiums that are in the U.S. and around the world. So, yeah, I think it's always cool what we can do with this race car. It seems to be able to go to some interesting places and make it work. But yeah, right down the road, it's nice.
Then on an entirely different note, I was just curious, how has it been with Richard coming over from, you know, different manufacturer, different organization, what he's kind of brought working with you?
Yeah, you know, Boswell, I think just his leadership, you can tell his professionalism, when he, you know, walks in the door, he brings a great attitude to the team, and he's just listening to him speak to our guys already has been pretty cool. And I think he's gonna be great for me. He should challenge each and every one of us to be better. And yeah, anything you know he could bring is great. Last year he had a strong season there with Chase and was able to get to victory lane. And I think certain places he definitely can help us. But for the entirety, I just think that you know for a leader aspect, it's going to be a gain for us.
Come up here, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This is a question for both of you, and Austin, maybe kind of from the overall business perspective as well. State of the sport and kind of your perspective on how you know the direction NASCAR's heading after a little bit of a tumultuous playoff.
I mean, I think you always have questions in the game, certain situations that are happening in the moment and things like that, and calls. I think there's sort of the same thing happening on the other side of the fence with the NFL, but overall, you know, I would say that we've got a really good product. You've had a lot of really good races, a lot of really close finishes the last few years, and some exciting, you know, late race shenanigans, if you will, that that certainly put on a lot of talk. And so I feel like the attention is there. You know, we always want to see the benefit of the race teams and the owners and the drivers and the sustainability of our sport. So if we can all continue to build more fans and more TV numbers and all of that, it all flows down and you know, keeps everything going the right direction.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a tough place to be in for, you know, I would say the league, NASCAR, to make the right decision all the time. And, you know, I feel like they do a good job of, you know, implementing change to fix problems, and the willingness to make change is good. And, you know, the only thing I complain about is the schedule. It's a grind for everybody in this deal. So, but from a aspect of racing, like out on the track, I think we've made this car better each year, and that's, you know, you just want to see progress, and I think you see it each year. You know, the guys before us were talking about the playoff system, and you know, slight changes can be made, but you know, it creates moments, and we need those excitement, and you want the fans and the media to have as many dramatic moments as you can get, because that's where the entertainment value part comes into it. But and then pure racing also, you know, you got to balance that. So yeah.
Looking at NASCAR and where it's at, is there anything or an area that you look at and say, if we could do this, I really feel like it would maybe kind of help launch NASCAR further?
I would say we're doing that. I think Mexico, I think, is a cool step in that direction. You know, the Xfinity Series was there years ago, and now we're going back there with the Cup Series this year. You know, one of the questions somebody asked previously about the Clash and its rotation of different places, I'll speak on that for a second, where I really like the opportunity here at Bowman Gray, where I don't know what the budgets are. I don't know if it's $3 million, $5 million, $7 million, $10 million. I don't know. But the fact of us going to somewhere to reinvest into the future for other racings, the local level racers, to be able to see a better venue, to be able to go enjoy and bring their sponsors and have fun and race and compete, is only going to benefit from the top, you know? And so bringing that down here to Bowman Gray, seeing the upgrades here, looking at other tracks around the country that we could do some of the same stuff. There's other short tracks in Florida that are cool. Pensacola, one of them, that would really benefit from this opportunity. There's a couple in Alabama that would really benefit from this opportunity. So that could be a really cool thing down the road, that this continues to kind of float around. Now, return on investment, I don't know. But I think the return on investment is the younger generations and the younger racers that want to be somebody, get to race at a cool place, and then can move up the ladder and someday, one day, go back and race at their home track as a pro.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think that's awesome. I think it'd be cool to join the 24-hour 1 year. Like, each team gets a car in the 24-hour and their driver lineup gets to race in it. I think that would be a cool Clash moment as well. Yeah, this car's built for road racing, so I don't understand why we can't run the 24-hour race and each team gets to, you know, field a car and see what it would be like for 24 hours. Yeah, that'd be a Clash moment. I think it's cool. It lets you get with your guys and work things out before the season starts, because you're going to be working on the car throughout the night, and it's a pretty cool team-building opportunity.
Come here, John.
If you like it or you
don't like it? And if you do like it, is there a driver you'd like to see try to come and make a NASCAR race?
I think it's a unique ruling or statute that could benefit the sport as a whole. So it just kind of depends on, I guess, how it's used. I'm still a little fuzzy on all the details of it, but Castro Neves is a cool guy who's won the Indy 500, and now he gets a chance to run the Daytona 500. So I think that's neat. I think you can look at some other guys, whether a Verstappen or a Lewis or somebody like that could ever come over here or do something like that. I don't know. I mean, sure they could. They have the credentials to do so. I think that would be something that would be cool. But whether or not you can get them to actually do it is another point.
You don't have an issue with the exception to just these guys get a free ride into the race?
I don't have an exception to that. I think also there's a money factor there too, right? Like they don't get
money.
Right. So I think that's fine. It's literally just to bring eyeballs to our sport, their fans and their demographic of where they come from and whether they're, from a different country, which Castro Neves is, maybe make some fans.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting. I think Kyle's on a pretty good point there. I think it'd be interesting if you just gave the IndyCar champion and the F1 champion those opportunities. I don't know if you want to put eyeballs on the sport in any way possible, so Helio should bring some of those, but the champions from the other two top forms of racing is a good place too. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We'll see how it works out. Maybe RCR will get involved in it and want to put in one of those one day.
And we'll rapidly.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFrance.com. For Austin, going into Daytona, you look at people's results and the stats don't tell the rest of the story, right? You have a win there. Is that a confidence builder when you go in, or you just know that when you get there, anything is possible?
I always feel like I do interviews talking about Daytona. It definitely gives you a little confidence when you have a Harley J. Earl at the house, and it makes you sometimes throw caution in the wind or put yourself in different positions. But still, man, you really got to focus in that race and put yourself in the best position. You got to have a good car, just like any other race. And then, there's so many other factors that go into that weekend. But the confidence, I always feel confident driving through that tunnel one way or the other with RCR, ECR power. And I think Kyle's gotten even more confident in the Speedway stuff since he's been in us, because he's been pretty dominant. He got the win at Talladega, which I think was pretty much all him staying out on Cass. But I think our cars do a really good job at the Speedways.
Well, is that the one trophy that you're missing on your resume? Because it's the one thing that Kurt has that you don't.
Wow. Alrighty then. Yeah. I got a lot more cooler trophies. He doesn't have a driller either. Certainly, winning the Daytona 500 is top of the list. I mean, we've talked about it a long time, and I feel like that would certainly be really cool to have the opportunity I've had plenty of opportunities, but to win that one would certainly be awesome, and to add that to the resume would certainly be cool. So, championships and all-star wins, 600, Southern 500s, all that stuff is really, really cool. I've got all of those, so to be able to add to that with, going to Victory Lane and Daytona for the 500 would be pretty awesome. I'm sure we'll have plenty of more of those same questions in another week. So,
is your confidence up, like Austin said? Do you really feel confident given the kind of program that they have with the Speedway stuff?
Yes. So Austin, hit on it there, where I feel like since joining RCR with ECR, we've had really good opportunities to win Speedway races, and we won Talladega, but we've been in position to win a heck of a lot more than we have. And so having more opportunities to be in position to win, eventually you should be able to take home that trophy. But I won the Daytona 500 last year. The only problem was the checker flag wasn't flying, it was a yellow flag. So there's certainly a good set of confidence with the team and the organization when you get to go to those places, and Daytona's one of those, Talladega, Atlanta now. So yeah.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all coming in. Good luck this weekend.